This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military. Our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what you'll see. All righty, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you. This is the Tuesday morning place to be, Captain America's Third Watch.
You bet it is, and we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. Now we're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States
of America,
and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that one. Well, Colonel, I'm sitting here, I'm watching everything that's going on. They keep talking about the 40-mile convoy in Ukraine, the 40-mile convoy, and we've got some thoughts about why that convoy is in the position it's in right now. But, you know, when they first showed up, Colonel, I know I saw tanks in that convoy and armored personnel carriers, and I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, our on-time intelligence here in the United States is weaker than what it ought to be. I got a feeling that our intelligence community and our CIA operatives operating on the ground know more than what we, the Americans, are learning right now. But I'm with you. What appeared to be that convoy, and certainly what got diverted from the first planned siege by Vladimir Putin and diverted to the second city in that 40-mile convoy, was not composed of just logistical vehicles, which we learned yesterday is what it appears to be. So it begs the question, what happened to them? I'm pretty sure that the Ukrainians did not destroy all those on the ground. In fact, and we know that the Ukrainian Air Force is still intact and on the ground and hasn't been employed. And they've been doing some insurgent kind of attacks in there. And I think the Ukrainians have exaggerated what they've done. And Lord knows that we don't get the truth out of Russia and Vladimir Putin. But, yeah, it begs the question, where did they go? Where are they at? Inquiring minds want to know.
And, you know, last night, right after your Zoom meeting you had there, we heard about another Ukrainian jet being shot down. It came over as breaking news. Now, you got to take that with a grain of salt because, again, we don't know for sure if they really did shoot down a plane or if it's just somebody saying, oh, yeah, whatever. But I do know, I did see one of the fires that they had that they were trying to put out, and in the middle of a house was the tail of a Russian MiG.
Yeah, it's hard to make sense. Many of the things have been reported. I certainly don't believe anything that's come out of Vladimir Putin, but unfortunately, many of the reports that we've heard from Ukraine and from Zelensky have proven to be either exaggerations or just not true, false. Mm-hmm. And we get that. That's what happens in the fog of war, whether it's intentional or not. We don't know that. We don't know that. We know that what's coming out of Vladimir's mouth is intentional because it's the part of fighting an aggressive invasion of Ukraine. So we got to sort that out. But you're right. We don't know that. We hope so. Just like some of the reports we've heard on the death of the killing of a second Russian general.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we haven't absolutely confirmed the death of the first Russian general.
Nope.
And of course, the reports of either colonel or general, I don't know what rank, who says that the propaganda before they invaded Ukraine was saying that, hey, Nazis have taken over the Ukraine and we're back in the Bolshevik era right now, and we got to fight to protect the Russian homeland from the Hitler too, which of course is nuts. And we don't know the validity of that or none of that. We just don't know.
Yeah. Now, of course, the Kremlin demanded that Ukraine cease its military operations and amend its constitution so the country can't join NATO or the European Union. In the meantime, Russia ordered to or offered to create routes for civilians to flee. They called them, I forgot exactly what they call them, but anyway, they called them routes where they could get out, and all of a sudden they started firing on the civilians in those routes.
Is there anybody that really believes that any of the negotiations, yeah, they've got to occur, and Zelensky and Ukraine has got to be at the table for that, but does anybody really believe that that is serious negotiation going on? I mean, what little we do learn, I think, demonstrates that it's not serious, and Vladimir Putin is not serious about that. He's got clear objectives in mind, and he is not going to allow any type of compromise to occur at the table that will be in the way of his military and longer-range political objectives in the Ukraine.
Hold that thought, Colonel. Folks, we'll be right back with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to come back with.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joins the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce in the 5 o'clock hour.
And it's the 5 o'clock hour, and here we are, and thank you very much, Jeff. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with retired U.S. Army Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, as well as up the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as, wait for it, Phoenix, Arizona. Yep, that actually happened. Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and their whole goal is to be the best in the nation at what they do. Now, they've got a very large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles right there. Whatever you need to have, I'm sure they've got it. Clean trade-ins, oh boy, they're commanding a great resale value. So you can upgrade your ride now, get more for your vehicle on your trade-in, and you'll be shocked as to what your vehicle's now worth as what it was, say, 6 months ago. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home to the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicle. Don't forget, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And coming soon, State Route 50, Brooksville, west of the Veterans Expressway. Up there, Moss Nissan, a brand new one. Can't wait to go up there and do the grand opening. So, remember, whatever it takes, Moss Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. Now, Newport Richey is about 40 minutes north of Tampa and about 40 minutes north of St. Pete, right straight up U.S. 19 or right straight up the Veterans Expressway and cut over left on 54 to 54-19. Check them out. You can save thousands of dollars on your car loan. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Hello, Colonel.
Hello, Captain.
There you are.
Good to be with you.
There you are. Okay, we've got a caller on the line. Let me see. I think I know who this is. Is that you, Mary?
Good morning. I'd like to ask a question, please. It seems like everything that I see and hear is extremely one-sided. In other words, after the two frauds that I've seen on TV with the election and with COVID, on the third one, it would seem that I would be looking at both sides of the nickel here. However, when I try to look at the other side of the nickel and you start digging and ask people, quote, in the know you're getting somewhere when the information that you're asking is, quote, classified. In other words, when I ask about bioweapon facility hit in Ukraine specifically, I get the answer that it's, quote, classified.
It is.
It is. And so as an American here at 68 years old, my dad was in the Air Force, retired colonel. I was in the Navy. My husband fought in Vietnam. I have a really hard time believing a whole lot of what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing. So I'd like to ask about that, please.
Okay. Well, Colonel, you know what she's talking about. There are biochemical plants in the Ukraine, and we heard about them, and then we didn't hear about them.
Yeah. Beyond that, I've got it's interesting what Mary has to say because I'm partially with her, and I'm partially want to caution Mary and others. And here's what. One, her conclusion that she has a hard time believing anything she hears, that's good. Mm-hmm. You should have a hard time, just like Tucker says, of believing anything you hear from any government, to include our own. We are born of a nation that is skeptical of what government has to say. That includes the Ukrainian government. It absolutely includes the Russian government, big time. But it also ought to include what our government may have to say. And Mary suggests that we in the media are not hearing both sides of the story. Well, that's true. There is a lot of out there that is just falling in love and romanticize Ukraine a lot. And that is not correct. But to demonize Ukraine, and there are some folks out there that are putting out red pill narratives,
yeah.
Some of the same folks that were talking about the Q years ago, mm-hmm. that are not doing a disservice. In fact, they want to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory in 2022 by bringing up some stuff that is, one, half true, and then they go beyond that, and they talk about conspiracy theories mm-hmm. and a world order cabal
yep.
being brought on by George Soros and the crew, and how Soros put Zelensky in power there, and how and some of them almost go so far as to say, well, we need to be a little bit more understanding of Vladimir Putin and all that. Yeah, we need to understand historically what Vladimir's interests are and Russia's interests are here in the Ukraine and in Eastern Europe. But that doesn't mean that we need to be sympathetic. Putin is a bad guy, period.
Mm-hmm.
The Ukrainians and Zelensky are not angels, period.
Mm-hmm.
The folks in charge in our government, the current administration and past administrations are not angels. If they were angels, we wouldn't need government, mm-hmm. period.
All right. Hold that thought. We've got another caller. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. Is this you, Eric?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks.
How did I know that?
Hey, Russ. Hey, real quick, my comment and question stems around information influence operations. Okay, we know from COVID-19 situation over the past 2 years that companies, to include tacit support of our federal government, has paid people to tout the safety and efficacy of the so-called vaccines. That is well documented. That come even people at the the Gates Foundation were paying people and Facebook throughout the social media platforms to put out this information. Now, with that said, what's going on in Ukraine? No one's verifying the veracity of these videos that are being put up everywhere. That's going downrange, and they're pulling on the heartstrings of everybody to say, oh, we need to bomb Putin, and, you know, this, he's worse than Hitler, literally Hitler. I'm calling Bravo Sierra on that, okay? I'm 95% of this information coming out, to include the most recent one regarding the general that said, well, we were told that there's Nazis that we need to go fight. Are you serious? People want to believe that? Any For yeah, one I, second, entertain that.
I think that General Eric was a colonel. I don't believe that was a general. I think he was a colonel.
NATO 06 level and above. You mean to tell me that these general and flag officers are not getting intelligence? They don't have a keyboard to click or a smartphone of some sort? I'm calling Bravo Sierra. I'm calling Bravo Sierra on this MiG shootdown, allegedly, because a lot of those MiGs that are being flown in from outside entities are the older models.
Nine of them.
Prone to people can look this up. You don't take a genius to do this. So my, you know, as far as being skeptical and Colonel, you know, Roger that, name of Charlie, being skeptical about everything, and that taints everyone's analysis on this, in my opinion. So my question is, why is Ukraine so important to the safety and security of the United States of America? Because I'm going to end with this. Mm-hmm. If there's no Russia, then there's no NATO, and people need to think about that. Mm-hmm. I'll take my answer off here. Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you.
Have a good morning.
All right, Colonel, I'm going to start it. Okay, I'm going to mention two words. Well, actually, four words. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hunter Biden, Joe Biden. That's why.
And I'll extend that. Yeah, to start with, I'll say our caller apparently didn't get the memo that was put out by the Biden administration and mentioned by Jen Psaki that, hey, there is no pandemic. There is no crisis on the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they solve all those problems. End of story. Of course, I'm being facetious and sarcastic when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, one thing that the caller just said that I think we need to draw attention to it has to do with the business of the story of NATO and things like that. And where we're at with that, because what he suggests is right. We've got some folks on the elements of the right and certainly of the left that are calling out Tucker Carlson. But Tucker Carlson may not be 100% right, at least as the starter, but he comes around pretty damn quick.
Mm-hmm.
And he is absolutely right, I believe, in some of his more far-reaching analysis on that, as the caller suggested, about how we need to tread carefully and about what is our real genuine interest in the Ukraine, because there are elements of folks that want us to go beyond. We've got some neocons and we've got some globalists on the far left that are kind of unwittingly working together, trying to drive us to go to war over the Ukraine, which is absolute nonsense. I think that if we allow Vladimir to do what he's doing, and if we would just do the things that we can do to say, hey, we could win this thing economically and diplomatically.
Correct.
If we just go all in on those two fronts, we'd be okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Colonel, hold that. You can stick around for another segment, I hope.
Captain, I'd be happy to.
All right, hang on. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And we're going to get into some more of this when we come back. It's just getting real here in the program. I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The war in Ukraine has entered day 13. President Zelensky was on ABC News describing Ukrainian courage and resolve.
I'm sure that Ukrainians are prepared to stand against Russia for their entire lives. Even the cities that were occupied by a Russian military, they have seen the response and feedback from ordinary people. These ordinary people didn't have machine guns. This courage is something that is unprecedented, and Russian soldiers don't even have that courage.
Some 60,000 Sydney, Australia residents were under evacuation orders as heavy rains and flash flooding swamped much of Australia's largest city on Tuesday. The severe weather has lashed Australia's east coast since late last month and is blamed for at least 20 deaths. Daylight savings time kicks in this weekend. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And right after this is telling you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor, which is the product that I take that helps me and has for over 7 years once I found out about it. I take it every morning without fail. I start my day with it because it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. Now, to get the best results, you need to take it regularly. You take it every day, and you go from there. If you need to take it a second time for whatever the problem is you got going on, you can do that. You can even take it a third time. But I'll tell you this much, because it is 100% drug-free, because it does have key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway, and because it will take care of your pain by going straight to the source. It's something that works quite nicely. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, which you can get by going to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. $19.95 starts it all going. And don't forget, you don't need to join a club. You don't need to join anything. You just try the product, and if it works, you're in, period. Okay, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel. Thanks for sticking around.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Proud to stay with you in an extra segment. No problem.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about New York City. They've been placed on ultra-high alert because of the threats from the Russians and their cyber attacks. Now, New York is the financial capital of the world.
Yeah, that's pretty frightening. But of course, you know, we always talk that to us, the greatest security threat was the cyber attack, both in Europe and here. They've done it before. The Chinese have done it. And so you take that serious. I got a smile when you talk about the cybersecurity alert in New York, because I instantly think about Animal House. I think about double secret probation on the fraternity there. I know it's unrelated, but that's the way my mind works. But, yeah, I mean, this is serious business that we're talking about here. And it appears to be. So, yeah, some, and it's not just New York City. We've got to be, but New York City, of course, because, like as you said, being a threat, and that was, you think about that, about what we've done with the banking and things like that against Russia, it almost sounds like a logical counterpunch that the Russians might try to pull, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Now, in talking about that and in adding something else to hear this, did you hear little old Petey Boy Buttigieg yesterday talk about the solution to the gasoline problem when he was asked about the high prices and this, that, and the other? He said, well, just buy an electric car. Just go out and buy an electric car. The problem with that, sir, is the average price of an electric car is $56,000. That's 56,000. $56,000. And they are not readily available to where you can just go out and say, I want that one, whatever, because most of the ones they got are already sold or they're demos, and you got to wait for one to get built.
Pete Buttigieg, the guy, the gift that doesn't stop giving to the, those on the right. Now, Pee Wee Herman of the Biden administration,
yep.
Pete Buttigieg, and it's insane. We got a lot of folks that are not not equipped to hold the jobs that they've been appointed and approved in the Biden cabinet, and he is he's the poster child for that. I don't know what can you say? It's not realistic. We are at war today. We need to stop thinking. We need to think about what that. We need to have some people thinking long term and all that. But that is not the answer. And a lot of these folks that want to keep the climate change and that threat alive, okay, got that. But that's not in the world that which we live in the foreseeable future. They're caricatures. I think we can safely dismiss knuckleheads like that. Unfortunately, we can't because they're making decisions that affect everyday Americans.
Yeah. And they're also talking about electric this and electric that and make your home more electric. And, you know, they're going green this and green that and all that stuff. Not everybody can do that because when you find out about what's involved, I mean, I had somebody tell me, well, I can make your home solar power, and it won't cost anything. And when you get into it a little bit, oh, yeah, it sure as hell does cost something.
And, I mean, there isn't anybody that wouldn't like to see something beyond oil so that the Middle East and all that become nothing but sand and nothing but that, even without a good beach.
But you bet.
We're not there yet. Not in the foreseeable future. We have the ability to be return ourselves to being energy independent and not reliant and at the mercy of and begging, going with a tin cup to Saudi Arabia and, oh, God forbid, having to have dealing with oil bill with Iran with a tin cup and having that color any kind of nuclear negotiations. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
That's far more insane than even some of the nutty things that Pete Buttigieg is coming out with. But now, nevertheless, it's what we're doing.
Now, yesterday they were showing a situation somewhere in the Ukraine where a Russian MiG had come down into a building. I don't know if it had been shot down or whatever, but all you could see was the tail of the plane, plainly marked Russian markings with the number on the plane up in the air in the rubble in the building. And that's one jet that we know for sure came down for whatever reason.
Yeah, and it's like what we talked about in earlier segments. We're not sure exactly whether the truth is usually somewhere in between. I believe the truth is probably closer to what we're hearing from the Ukrainian government, but even they have a reason for exaggerating a lot of things in terms of, you know, the civilian losses by Ukrainians is much greater than what the Russians said, probably less than what they're doing. The Russian losses are probably not quite as great as what the Ukrainians may be claiming, but it's considerably greater. They want Vladimir to report to. But, yeah, there's no doubt about it. This is not going well for Vladimir Putin.
No.
It is not. And so that needs to bear into what we'll do in the future. But, I wish it. I think our intelligence grasp of what's really happening is greater than what we the people and Americans and what's being told to us right now. I wish that wasn't so. I'd like to, just because I crave truth, and I'd like to hear the whole truth. But then I got to follow my intuition and say, well, that doesn't sound quite right. This doesn't sound quite right. The truth is probably about here between these two extremes, and that's the way Americans ought to do it. Be skeptical out of everything you hear, but don't just say, well, those are all lies. But don't say, well, that's all 100% truth either.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of different groups that are going after Governor Ron DeSantis, but our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, slammed the lockdowns and the mandates, along with a group of doctors that said that this needs to stop. They had a round table event, I don't know where it was, somewhere in the state, and said this stuff needs to stop.
Oh, yeah, and of course, his Surgeon General has been the target of a lot of those attacks. Now, the facts and evidence, this is one thing where we don't have to guess at the truth. We know that the free state of Florida is coming out much better despite being one of the most populous states in the nation and having taken in incredible record numbers of tourists from all over the world in the United States. Notwithstanding that, we are thriving, we're doing well, and it's because we are largely the free state of Florida, and though we got some other measures that we can do to be a freer state of Florida, but you can't argue with those things. Those are facts that are incontrovertible, and all the governor has to do is say, hey, follow the facts, follow the genuine science. They bear out what he has been saying all along. And they can, and that's why he's coming out so far ahead in the polls and burying his opposition in his race for re-election.
All right. Well, we got about 30 seconds, Colonel, before I have to let you go. So please tell us how we can get a hold of you and see all the great things that you do.
Yeah, like yourself, I'm a part of a group, the Republican Liberty Caucus, which is a Florida and the National Republican Liberty Caucus. I'm chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, but we're not a chartered or affiliated with the Republican Party. We are the conscience of the Republican Party. We are genuine constitutional conservatives, and we meet regularly, and you can go to the website and find out more. And there is a Liberty Caucus somewhere in a county, your county, or in a county near you, that you can find out more about us. And I look forward to meeting more listeners out there face-to-face, and I look forward to April 1st through 4th with you, Captain.
Yep. Going to be a great time. Okay, Colonel, I'll talk to you on Thursday. Thank you very much. All right, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and I'm coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and I would imagine that we'll be seeing Jeff today for lunch at Mission Barbecue up there on West Waters from 11:30 to 1:30. So stop by and you can meet Jeff and all the other guys and gals that stop by and have lunch with us on Tuesdays. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're, of course, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And don't forget that unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, taking a look at some surveys and polls that came out last week, there's some interesting trends that are starting to present themselves. Very obvious, I might add. First of all, President Biden once again ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 42%. Now, it's been staying 40 to 42 for 2 months. It goes up a little. It doesn't go up much above 42, but it certainly goes down. Now, here's another one. Most voters don't think President Joe Biden has effectively responded to Russia's invasion of the Ukraine. And they don't believe economic sanctions will be enough to stop the Russian aggression. Well, of course it won't. You got to do something else. It can't just be economic sanctions. How about drowning Russia in their own poison oil? How about doing that? Yeah, it would take a little bit to do it, but flood the market. Dump a big amount of oil on the market and force Russia and the other OPEC countries to lower their prices. It would happen. It would happen. You know how I know that? It happened under Ronald Reagan. It happened under Donald Trump. Think about it. Think about it. Now, most voters think that the United States is paying more than its fair share of NATO's budget. And many question whether or not we're getting our money's worth from the alliance. Well, that's a good question. That's a really good question. And with the Russia troops advancing towards the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, most voters believe the invasion could spark a wider war in Europe, and nearly half think that U.S. troops should be part of such a war. Well, I'm not one of those half, I'll tell you that. We don't need to be having any of our ground troops on a war in Europe if we can possibly avoid it. And finally, before I go to the caller, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi intends to seek another term in Congress, but maybe when she finds out she's about to get hosed and lose a bunch of seats, maybe she'll change her mind. You think? All right, let's go to the phone line. Let me see here. All right, Ian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can now.
Good. Hey, look, I just want to say, I'm not going to try to argue with anybody, but this is not over in Ukraine by any stretch of the imagination. There is disinformation, misinformation, and deflection coming from all sides.
You bet.
And the Russians, as far as what I've seen, have committed less than 1% of their total military forces into Ukraine. They're fighting with one hand behind their back.
They're fighting with their rookies. They got their rookies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're putting their second string in, exactly. I'm not saying they're good or they're moral. I'm just looking at this from an amoral perspective. Remember, it took Hitler 5 months to conquer Ukraine, and he set in the Waffen-SS and the Einsatzgruppen, and they showed no mercy, and everybody thinks Russia's going to roll over a country the size of Texas in a week, okay? And that's number one. Number two, they're bringing these Syrians in. It's not a sign of weakness. Putin is actually smart. Because remember, the Syrians have been fighting in an urban environment,
house-to-house
street fighting,
yep,
for 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's bringing the Syrians in, because mm-hmm. he's bringing in his pros. It's like putting the Tom Brady on the field and getting the second stringer on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So this is not over by any means. And the third thing I have to say is it is pathetic, absolutely pathetic. I'm just ashamed that I'm laughing that Biden has to go around and beg. We have to beg Venezuela
for oil.
And who's the other? Iran for mm-hmm. oil. Yeah. This is just pathetic. Absolutely yeah. pathetic.
Yeah.
I'm just ashamed to be an American because mm-hmm. of this.
Well, I'm not, and I'll let you go, but thank you very much. Actually, I'm going to remember in November, folks. I am going to remember in November, boy, am I, and I'm going to spend my time reminding people what these fools have done to us and what we need to do to them, and that is one simple thing, vote them out of office. Anybody that voted for anything that's created this problem, we've got. Anybody, I don't care what party they're in, vote them out and start over. Think about it. Think about it. We've been screwed, blue, tattooed, laughed at, hung upside down to dry, whatever you want to call it, okay? It's time to put the shoe on the other foot. They work for us. We do not work for them. Let's get this straight. They work for us. We do not work for them. And the time has come to vote the people out of office that created this problem we've got right now with oil that said, oh, yeah, we're good. We're the Keystone XL pipeline can be shut down. Oh, yeah, we're good. Don't need the oil leases on the government lands. Oh, yeah, we're good. Don't need all the refineries open. Oh, yeah. No, those people need to be retired by us. We the people, the voters. And if you don't do it, shame on you. If you don't do it, shame on you. Now, let me read this, and maybe this will cement this in your head. According to GasBuddy data, the U.S. national average has just set a new all-time record high for gasoline at $4.104 per gallon, eclipsing 2008's record of $4.103 per gallon. The higher prices this time are going to stay around a lot longer than they did back in 2008. How do I know that? Because Joe Biden's the president, and he doesn't plan on doing one damn thing that should be done to get this corrected. The fastest way to turn this around is to get the Keystone XL pipeline back in shape again, finish the other pipeline they were building, because that takes the oil to the refineries, and then drill, baby, drill, pump, baby, pump, put the oil out there, and flood the damn world market. Flood the world market. Watch and see what will happen. Again, my whole basis for this is what happened with Ronald Reagan when he did it, and it worked, which is what happened with Donald Trump when he did it, and it worked. And it'll work again. And if Biden doesn't want to do what needs to be done, okay, and you can call up your congressmen and women and say, look, you guys are done in Congress unless you do what needs to be done here. And tell them what you want done. Flood the market with oil. Drill, baby, drill. Pump, baby, pump. Put the pipeline back online. Get it going. Tell them that. Don't be afraid. They'll listen to you because they don't want to lose their $175,000 a year job and all those expenses and all those perks. They don't want to lose it. Well, guess what? Both the bums out. If they don't want to play ball with us, vote them out. And it starts anywhere you want to put it. Anywhere you want to put it. We all know we need new blood in Congress. We all know that. And by the way, this would be the perfect time to, I hate to say this, this would be the perfect time to maybe put Mitch McConnell out to pasture. Just saying. Okay, I'll be back tonight with a lot more. And by the way, don't forget, I'll see you for lunch today at Mission Barbecue, 11:30 to 1:30. God bless America, everybody. I'll see you tonight and today at lunch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.